This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Want to give a shout out to my friend Tim Brown, senior editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Thank you for taking the show over during the time that we were out of town doing the stuff, as we say here in the ministry, Luke 19:10. Read it. We are out there living out the Great Commission, Mark 16:15 as well. Now, with that said, we just got back from Canton, Ohio, Occupy 2019, and with Coach Dave out there and my newfound friend John Diamond, Tom Dunn, Michael Spalding, and others that are actually in the culture war, living out their Christianity. Rob Pugh's another one, and there's others that I may miss. Forgive me if I do. But with that said, friends, it was great. It was outstanding as far as the response goes. How many people showed up? It was a packed house. It was a very good doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves event. Coach Dave even took it to Sunday morning, taking everybody out to a local church. 8:30 in the morning, downpouring, friends, freezing cold. And here's Bradley walking out with his shorts and his jacket on, thinking it was going to be nice because the day before it was. And once we got out there, friends, there's probably about 75 to 100 people that showed up out of the 300 that he had at the event. And the first thing I said to him was, I said, where are the other 200? And interestingly enough, you know how it works. You know, you really find the cream of the crop, the best of the best when it comes time to doing. And I seen a whole lot of them. With that said, we went over to the church, a local church. It was a pretty big church. I bet they had probably 3,000 to 5,000 members. And Dave wanted to go ahead and put up abortion signs, showing them the fruit of infanticide. And by the way, for those that did not know, young people today accept abortion because they don't really know what it is. They've never seen it. They're told it's a fetus. It's not a human. Yet the people that are telling them these deceptive lies are grown-up fetuses, right? And what's interesting about all this, friends, is when the young people do see infanticide, they see pictures of abortion, they're horrified at it. You can hear a pin drop in the room. You'll see the kids start to tear up. Many of them will start to cry. Many of them will come up to us after the high school assembly when we do high school assemblies, which I just did last month, three of them, and they'll say, I never knew what it was. And that's exactly right. That's how they're getting away with what they're getting away with. But the grown-ups know. And the young people are seeing this, and the grown-ups are trying to figure out why they have become a reproach and why the younger generation wants to throw them off. Well, it's all by design. But the only way that that design works is if you remain apathetic. And many of you are apathetic, and that's why your kids, in many cases across the country, you have become a reproach to them, an embarrassment to them. They don't want anything to do with you. And the kids in public schools, friends, are hungry as can be, and they are not stupid, let me tell you that. But going back to the church in Canton, Ohio, Coach Dave brought everybody out, had about 100 people out there holding up signs. When I got there, you don't get one without the other, so it was me, my wife, and my four boys that all partook. with this protest. Protestant has meaning, of course. And we were standing out in front of the church, freezing cold, raining, downpouring. And me and Rob Pugh were handing out tracts, abortion tracts, showing the people that were going into church exactly what it was and what it looked like, and showing them that the responsibility lies at the foot of the church, the door of the church, the gate of the church, however you want to say it. And, you know, Coach Dave came over to me and he said, Bradley, now look at how they despise you. Just watch how they treat you. And I've done this before, friends, so there was nothing new about it. And I've done it so many times, and I've seen the face of those that should know better so many times in their actions that it came as no surprise whatsoever. So, you know, I'm out there, and as Smith Wigglesworth said, if you want to do something for God, you got to first get their attention. So I just took the tracks and the abortion tracks and just walked right out to the cars. And I said to him, I said, you want me to stand in front of the cars? And when the people started to go by, they just kind of waved their hands and, you know, as if to suggest it's not their responsibility. They have nothing to do with it. You know, and I want to remind you, America, that over 300,000 pulpits, because of their silence, they are the greatest advocate to abortion, as well as the homosexual agenda, as well as infiltrating America with those that mean to conquer you, namely the Muslims. Well, Christians are protesting mosques in America. You have professed Christians, counterfeit Christians, goats that are protesting Christians that are actually doing their job in protest of those that mean to conquer their country. But again, going back to this church, you know, I'm handing these tracks out. One guy, he pulls up and Rob got a track into his hand. He rolled down his window and he took the track and he threw it right back on the wet ground. And right when I seen that, I just said, you know, it's interesting. These people act as if it's not their responsibility. They act if they're not the responsible party as to why abortion is even allowed in this country. And he went on and he had said to my friend Rob Pugh, he said, you know, it's interesting. I said, Rob, what did he say to you? He said, well, he threw the track down and he said, you guys have no business here. Oh, my goodness. A Christian going to church, being protested by those that are out there doing their job, tells the guys that are protesting to put a stop to the murder of the innocents. This good Christian man goes inside, he drives into the parking lot, he takes the track and throws it on the ground and tells Rob Pugh, you have no business here. You know, it reminds me of during the time that the Jews and the dissidents and the gypsies were being transported by trains on the Sabbath day in Germany to be snuffed out, literally snuffed out, to be thrown in the gas chambers, to be killed, shot, whatever the case might be, because they wanted to eradicate any political opposition whatsoever. But it reminds me in Germany, you know, you do, I'm sure, that during the Sabbath day, many times the trains would go right by the churches and they would hear the cries of the people that were inside of the trains asking for help. You know what the Protestants did in the day, friends? The Protestants only began to worship Jesus louder so they could snuff out the sound of those that needed help. Shame on you. And it reminds me exactly of what this man did. 60 million babies are aborted, murdered in the womb, and your government sanctioned it. And with that said, friends, your government, all the while knowing that Planned Parenthood, selling body parts, harvesting babies, along with the American people that tolerate the crimes of those that you call government, which runs antithetical to American government. I'll tell you more about that story in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com. Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to jump online, please do. We appreciate your viewership, your listenership, and your trust as well. You can also jump online at any time. Facebook, Bradley Dean, got us about 714,000 active followers online right now. If you'd like to check us out on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. We're on YouTube Live right now. As well, friends, if you'd like to check that out, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, go to the live event right now, and we thank you for those that are interacting even now. With that said, we also want to say thank you to Michael Roach for his trust in broadcasting us through his channel as well. Thank you, Michael. You are a friend indeed, let me tell you. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I was just talking about Canton, Ohio, the event out there with Coach Dave. It was outstanding. It was awesome to be with people that were actually doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. Well, we took some time on Sunday morning with Dave's lead to go out to a local church and ask them to help support the protest and putting the resolve, laying the axe to the root of the tree concerning murder of the innocent in the womb. As you well know, 60 million babies have been murdered in the womb because you sat back and allowed your Congress and your Supreme Court injustices to sanction that which is unlawful. And by the way, it's never been made law, just so you know. Our Holocaust is happening right under our noses to the equivalent to 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day. And what's interesting, friends, is your senators and your congressmen and women and representatives all the well know that Planned Parenthood, folks, you know what this is? This is mob money. This is blood money. They're using Planned Parenthood and other organizations as fronts to funnel money through to the party of their choice and the candidates of their choice to do the things that they want to do. That's really what this is about. And now they are by force taking your tax dollars and reallocating them illegally to make sure that everybody in this country is guilty of paying for an abortion. Now, I just got one question for you, friends, and I'm going to continuously lay this to your candor until you reverse what's going on here. When did you delegate that authority to those that serve we the people? To take your money and to give it to Planned Parenthood and to organizations that are murdering babies at will. Oh, you say you didn't give it to them? Then why is it that they're doing it? You want to quit playing with the branches on the tree? Then lay the axe to the root of the tree and bring about justice and judgment, friends. Because when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. But the Lord, through his mercy, uncovers it, and he looks to the church to keep the commandments and to deal with corruption and righting the wrongs to bring about justice, which guards our liberties. Okay? This is why you're losing your liberties, because you fail to act. I'll get to that in just a moment. I want to go back to this church in Canton, Ohio. So we're there at 8:30 in the morning. Raining, downpouring, freezing cold. Got about 100 people there holding up their signs in front of a church that had probably, I'm guesstimating, 3,000 to 5,000 people. Huge parking lot, huge building. We start to show the good Christians there pictures of aborted babies, you know, like, because they haven't learned the Ten Commandments. Remember, that's legalism now, friends, according to these new hirelings and these harlots and whores that are in the pulpit who have no business being there today. You know, that's legalistic to obey God when he said, thou shalt not kill. But it's interesting how it works for them in their favor, isn't it? What am I saying? I'm saying, isn't it interesting? These people give a pass to those that kill babies at will because they have fallen for the dictates of the leaving of the Herodians, the false doctrines. And with that said, friends, they just give it a pass and let it go, and they act as if it's not their responsibility. When they look in Scripture, like Proverbs 6:17, when the Lord said, he hates hands that shed innocent blood, or the Sixth Commandment, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, where he said, thou shalt not kill. Maybe they should do a little homework on Manasseh. And maybe they should do a little homework in understanding that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Hey, folks, to the degree that you see the eradication of the innocent in the womb will be to the degree of judgment, to the very jot and tittle from heaven upon the heads of the wicked. And who are the wicked? The wicked are those that know to do right and they do nothing. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. So I just told you during the first segment of Rob Pugh handing a tract to a man that drove into church. He looked at the signs. Apparently he was offended by it. He apparently deceived himself enough to believe that he's not responsible for what's happening in concerning our little brothers and sisters in the womb that have been fearfully and wonderfully created by our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. He takes Rob's tract, which showed him a picture of abortion, and he threw it on the ground and he said, you have no business here. A couple minutes later, he drives around. Oh, and by the way, what I want you to know, too, as well, is the majority of those that were going into church would not take a track. A majority of them. For the short time that we were there, because it was downpouring, they would not take a track. Okay? They just waved us off. They smiled at us and it just kind of pushed themselves beyond their responsibility once again. And so a couple minutes later, he comes back around and Rob walks over to him again. And a lady comes up to me and she said, this was the guy that just threw the tract on the ground and told him that you have no business here. Well, he comes back over and starts talking to Rob and telling him to get out of here. This is a professed Christian. Get out of here. He said, what you guys are doing is ineffective. And Rob looked at him and he said, really? He goes, there's a one-month-old baby right now. One-month-old baby right now that's alive because of what I'm doing in front of your church right now. You know, and that little baby's going to praise God for the faithful church that did their job when they were supposed to do it. The right time to do the right thing is right now. And I got a question for you. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? If not you, then who? If not now, then when? I'm just curious. So he's talking to Rob, and that shut the man's froward mouth right then and there. It's amazing how Jesus does that and how the Spirit of God will do that through obedient men and women. But interestingly enough, he said he was going to call the cops. Well, call the cops. Call the cops. The cops come over, we're going to explain to them that we're standing up for life. So that was our Sunday morning. And then, of course, we drove 14 hours from Ohio, Canton, Ohio, all the way home so I could get on radio today. We got home about 5:30 this morning. Oh, you know what? What I forgot to tell you about Occupy 2019. You know what's interesting? Tom Dunn, who's exposing the child traffickers, was visited 3 weeks ago by the FBI, friends. Remember how I always continuously share with you that you've been led to believe that the FBI is there to protect you from the big guys? Well, that's, by the way, what the purpose of law is to condemn crime and to justify the wicked, regardless of their status in society whatsoever. You know, did I tell you, too, Occupy 2019, friends, did I tell you that last week, Dave Davenmeyer, Coach Dave, was visited by the FBI? You know what the FBI said to him? They wanted to make sure that they weren't there inciting violence. Hey, listen to this, friends. They work for an evil system under false pretenses, acting as if they have your best interests in mind, enforcing the law against the wicked, and justifying the righteous, when in fact they're doing just the exact opposite. They're protecting the big guys from the little guys. Did you hear what I said? The FBI took the time to go to Tom Dunn because he's breaking in to those that are sacrificing children, to those that are sex trafficking our children in America, to those that are committing crimes against our children. He was visited by the FBI to make sure he wasn't inciting violence. In other words, they don't want him. He's getting close to the people that the feds are protecting. And notice that whenever these crimes are ever exposed, isn't it interesting, friends, how when it hits the federal level, all of a sudden those investigations go dry. They're dead. They're stonewalled. You know what I told them? I said, listen, they come knocking on my door, brother. I'll tell you what, they're going to get it. They're going to get it in the sense of you are going to be preached at. I mean, hey, let me tell you something, friends. These dummies, and dummies they are, don't realize history and how it works and how dictators can only do what they do because of dummies like this and the people that tolerate them, of course. I said to him, next time or I get the opportunity, I'm going to ask him, what kind of people are you? Babies are being murdered in the womb. Our kids are being sacrificed, and you all the well know it, and you're there protecting them from the people that are exposing them? You might want to rethink your position, brother, because rest assured, history teaches us that you're the first ones to go when judgment comes. You're lying for them. Just think what they're planning to do to you. We'll be right back.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Notre Dame is on fire. Flames are pouring from the roof of the historic structure in Paris. The BBC's Hugh Schofield is there.
The south-facing roof on the transept is completely consumed in flame. And I'm standing 100 or 200 meters away from it on the road. We're being moved away by the police, and I can feel the heat of it here.
Local firefighters suspect the blaze is linked to renovations that were underway. President Trump says the fire is horrible to watch. Congress and the public will get a chance to see the redacted Mueller report on Thursday. The White House is planning its response to the report by issuing a statement after it's released. Also, top aides will hold a press conference. House Democrats say they want to see the report without the redactions, saying they want to come to their own conclusions. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Listen, friends, there's a lot of innocent people in jail today because of the people that I'm highlighting right now. I was just telling you that we did Occupy 2019, and last week Coach Day was visited by the FBI for protesting abortion. Who are they working for, friends? You've been led to believe that they're there to protect you from the big guys, right? Nope. Just the exact opposite. You should know way better than that, friends. This has been going on for 60 and 70 years since the very inception. Now, I'm not saying all the guys in the FBI are bad, but you know what? They need to take time to read that Bible and that Constitution, because we are based on the Mosaic Institution, and they need to enforce the laws, even if it's against their own bosses. You know, if they, hey, listen. You know, all these tyrants and dictators do what they do because they have useful idiots doing it for them. Now, speaking of which, just the other, it was actually yesterday, we were having dinner and there was a cop there from Texas. And we were just talking about some of the things that are going on in the United States. And I said, so let me ask you, I said, I have friends that are police officers and sheriffs all over the country. And I said, everyone I talk to, I ask them the question, if there's false flag laws implemented and it's time to go door to door, I said, are you going to do it? He said, absolutely not. I said, that's exactly what they're saying all across the country. But see, you need to keep in mind, friends, I'm not putting my trust in what they say that they're going to do. I praise God for them, that they're doing their job, that they're upholding the oath in which they swore, the Constitution of the United States, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. But the fact of the matter is, friends, is if it ever does come to the point where it's door to door, keep in mind, this is why they're bringing all these foreign people into the United States of America. Because they need someone to do their killing for them. Just like Adolf Hitler needed the Muslims to do his killing for him. And they did it for him. The mercenaries. And there's nothing new under the sun, because this is what dictators do. Because they know in many cases their own people will not turn on them. Right? But I got to say, in America, friends, you know, I just got a second thought to that. That we're doing this to ourselves. We're destroying ourselves. We're doing this to ourselves. Going back to the conversation that I was just talking about, the FBI, friends, they're not there to protect you. They're there to protect special interest groups against you, that they might not be uncovered. And we see this over and over and over and over again. They're agents of the state. You know, during the Nuremberg trials, friends, back in May of 1945, you know what they all said? After their country is destroyed, after millions of their own people were destroyed, after everything they had and that they held dear to them was completely gone, they finally figured Adolf Hitler out after the fact, friends. And that's what happens because people refuse to open their eyes. They have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. It's exactly what's happening in America today. The bad guy does what he does because he can get away with it. Right? They'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. But what happens when people in these agencies, the CIA, the FBI, say, you know what? If you want to violate the Constitution in which I swore to uphold, then why don't you go door to door? You want to commit acts of violence towards innocent people, then why don't you do it? See, but we get these useful idiots that say, well, I'm just doing my job. I got to support my family while I'm destroying theirs. It's pathetic, and they're pathetic. Going to Coach Dave's house. He's the biggest sweetheart known to mankind. We wanted to make sure you're not inciting violence. Give me a break. What kind of people are you? Well, we're just doing our job. Yep. You're cowards, is what you are. You're cowards. You work for those that mean to destroy innocent people, and you're the first ones to go when the boot comes down. That's what you haven't learned from history. That's what you haven't learned from history. And you're agents of the state. You're not serving the people. You're serving special interest groups. What creates this alliance of evil, which will, again, be disannulled. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. You can come to my house anytime, but rest assured you're going to be preached at. So you better send your hardened ones. You better send your big bad boys when you do it. Because I'm going to preach to them. That it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. That they're going to have to answer to a higher power. And by the way, for all you bad guys that are just doing your job and working for those that want you to destroy innocent people, I got a question for you. What happens when there's no one left except you? See how that works? Yeah. And didn't you swear an oath and end that oath with, so help me God? Yes, you did. So I'll tell you this. Either you live for him or you're going to be condemned by him. Either you live for him and doing his biddings, his commandments, not suggestions, or you're going to be condemned by him. And life is but a vapor, and before you know it, you're going to be at the judgment seat, and you're going to answer to my daddy for what you did to innocent people. All right? But that's what we're doing today in the church, is we're doing our best by the power of the Holy Ghost, which brings it about better, of course, because he answers exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. That we can prevent this, because prevention is better than cure. But we need to get back to his word. Now, with that said, I need to switch gears just for a moment. When we were at Occupy 2019, every one of these ministries are doers of the word. And I kind of got a hint of people talking about, you know, come on, people, you got to get up and do this, and you got to do that, and you got to do this, that, and the other things, so on and so forth. Listen, if you're born of the Spirit of God, you're going to do the things of the Spirit. Just so you know. How many times people come up to our table, people come up to me after a high school assembly, what are we supposed to do? And I'm not talking about the younger people, but I'm talking about the older people. Well, listen, you're not supposed to come to me, you're supposed to come to your Savior. If you're born of the Spirit, then by the Holy Ghost, go to the throne of grace and ask him what it is that you're called to do. Are you an apostle? Are you a prophet? Are you a teacher? Are you a pastor? Are you an evangelist? Ephesians 4:11. I can't answer that for you. unless the Lord gives me a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom, or he opens my eyes to see the particular situation. That is what the body of Christ is for. But I got to tell you something, friends. It's not my job, and I said it, Occupy 2019, I'm not here to try to get you motivated. I will tell you this. We are called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And if you want to come and watch us burn, you can. But if you want to jump in the fire and go from surreal to real and be a partaker of the gospel rather than a spectator, I'll tell you what, that's where you're going to find your life. This is what we do. We're in motion. We're doing it. Jump on board. Nowhere can you find Jesus. Nowhere can you find Jesus following men around. No, he said, follow me. You know, you think about those people that are in churches today in America that are called to call all the people that came to their church and filled out a card and visited their church at one time or another, and you try to get them back to church. Why do you have to do that? We're supposed to feed him the bread of life, right? His name is Jesus Christ, John 5. But I got another question for you. It's like I notice with my children, when they're hungry, I don't have to tell them where they're supposed to get their food. And by the way, if they were hungry and they knew that they had to walk a mile or 2 miles or 3 miles or 4 miles or 5 miles to get a good meal, guess what they're going to do? They're going to walk to feed themselves. Faith without works is dead. And so it is with the real Christians. I feed on the bread of life every day of my life, not because I have to, but because I want to. Because I've been saved by the Spirit, and if I'm saved by the Spirit, Jesus said, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you will be filled. Who brings about that desire? Who brings about that desire to be filled with righteousness? The Spirit of God does. And why is that? Because that's who I'm born of, John 3:3. Now, but I want you to hear this, because people need to understand, we need to get away from these affectionate appeals, these emotional appeals. The Bible says, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. I mean, just think about the trials and tribulations that the apostles had to go through. Now, if they were moved by their emotions, friends, they would have never did the things that they did. Okay? Look at Paul in 2 Corinthians 11 and 12. Look at the trials and tribulations. As a matter of fact, the first thing Jesus said to him, when he knocked him to repentance, Isaiah 66:2, Psalm 34:18, Psalm 51:17, isn't it interesting that Jesus said to him, I must show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. Now, if he was moved by his emotions, friends, he would have never did the things that he did. He was born of the Spirit, and therefore he began to preach the gospel. And what's the mandate of Scripture? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Go raise the dead. Go heal the sick. Cast out devils. That order. Okay? But there's so many people that are used to those emotional and affectionate. Please, listen, folks. That's not love. They're pulling your chain. They're trying to get you to move through your emotions. They want to see your tears. They want to see you on the ground. Wait a second. Where are altar calls, by the way, scriptural? That's between you and him. And he's the one that told us we're supposed to go in the closet privately. That's between me and him individually. And what we do there, friends, there's going to be a offspring. There's going to be fruit that's going to be born from that. And he will bear witness to the prayers in private. Publicly. But what I want to say, friends, is this. We need to get away from that. We need to preach law to grace. 90% law, 10% grace is what the greats did. We're sick and tired of these mushroom converts, as George Whitfield rightly said. They're altar athletes. Every week you see them at the altar repenting for their sins again and again. And you know why they're repenting over and over and over again? It's because they're not sorry for what they did the first time. They're okay that Jesus Christ was crucified for the sins of the world. They're okay that their guilt was laid on him, because after all, they've been taught to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Let me tell you something, friends. That's not real grace. Grace is an empowerment to overcome. Augustine said, the law to text, grace conquers. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt. Definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here. And I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I got to get to this real quick. I'm sorry. I am a long-winded brother from another mother. I want to go over to Luke 14 really quick, and I want you to see what Scripture says. And I want you to notice the tone and the words that were used, because the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, right? And by the fear of the Lord, we depart from lawlessness, iniquity. Okay, so what's there? And folks, if it be diabolical, that's your choice. That's how it will start. And then it will become filial. Instead of a slave scared to death, it becomes a child of God. And that is the transformation of the Holy Ghost. And in this process, by the way, too, friends, from A to Z is exactly how it happens. It first starts this way, and then it goes this way. And if you want to ask anybody that question, I'll tell you what, friends, just go ahead and ask anybody in the Bible that made contact with any of the angelic forces or even Jesus Christ. You notice in the Bible when the angels would show up, they would hit the dirt and they'd be afraid. You notice how when Jesus would show up in the resurrection, it says that they fell down in fear, and Jesus would come over and say, "Fear not." I mean, whoa, what an awesome, loving captain of my salvation, where we're made perfect through suffering. Though it's not fun, it is the cross we're called to bear, okay? If there's no cross, there's no crown. And I'm going to tell you where that crown goes. It doesn't go to you, it goes to Him. But you are a partaker of that glorying with Him, but it all belongs to Him. Don't ever touch His gold, and don't ever touch His glory. Amen? Cool. Now, if I was in a black church right now, they'd be all saying, "Bradley Dean, bring it down." We are. In Luke 14, it says this in verse 16, "A certain man made a great supper and bade many." I'm just going to go through this real quick, and then I'm going to get over to Matthew 25. "And sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, 'Come, for all things are now ready.'" Okay, listen carefully, friends. Saved, unsaved. And they, with all one consent, began to make excuse. Okay? The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Have me excused. This is the living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through Jesus Christ, calling his children back unto himself, and they're making excuses as to why they don't want to go and respond. Hello? Hello? And it shows you, first and foremost, friends, what their heart is attached to. Okay? The Lord said, you'll find me when you seek me with your whole heart. Jeremiah 29:11-13. You know, Matthew 6:33, New Testament tells us that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. I'll tell you what, until the Lord makes you nothing, he will create nothing out of you, okay? When your desires are still set on a little of the things that you want and a little of the things that God wants, I'll tell you, he'll have none of it, because a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. He must have the whole heart. When you seek him, and only him, that is your payday, friends, is the presence of the Most High God. How do you explain that? You really can't, except through Scripture. You know, the carnal man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. The Holy Ghost must illuminate you, open your eyes and your heart to who he is. And when you get a taste, friends, come and taste and see that the Lord is good, you'll never turn around, rest assured. The Bible says they all began with one consent to make excuses. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to prove them. What he's saying is I care more about my farm and my animals and my own success than I care about the Lord's success. Making excuses. And another said, I've married a wife and therefore I cannot come. Oh my goodness, if I had more time. How many men put their wives before God? I'll tell you what, Charles Spurgeon was right. He said, if you idolize anything before God first, he said, you're going to kill it. He's exactly right. He's exactly right. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. The master of the house, being angry, said to that servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes in the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. Let's go over to Matthew 25. Luke 14 shows us the people began to make excuses. Their excuses were based on what their heart was attached to before the God of heaven. Just ask the young rich young ruler, in Matthew 10, verse 16. His heart was attached to his money. And it's interesting that the Holy Ghost, through Jesus, said he looked on whom he loved, and he said this one thing. Hey, America, how many of you listening to me right now? 53 countries listening to me right now. How many of you do I need to look at and be obedient to the Spirit of God because a faithful witness delivers souls and saying to you, this one thing you lack? If you're not a new creature in Christ Jesus, it means that you're still in your sin, you're still holding on to things and making excuses as to why you don't serve him. Moving on to Matthew 25, okay? I want you to listen carefully. For the kingdom of heaven, verse 14, is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered them unto his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and right away, straightway, took his own journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. They multiplied the gifts. How many people today are miserable because they're trying to protect themselves and hold on to something that God didn't even give them? You want to know why? Because they don't want God to take it away from them. Let me tell you this, brothers, sisters. You're not taking it into heaven with you. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Okay? One thing's for certain, we came into this world naked with nothing, and we're going to leave this world naked with nothing, right? When you look at a hearse, friends, you don't see a bunch of luggage racks on a hearse, do you? Absolutely not. Let's not hold on to things that are temporary. Let's fix our eyes on the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. Now listen carefully. And likewise, he that had received the 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 and went and digged it in the earth and hid his Lord's money, right? Because he's afraid. And his heart wasn't set on the God of Israel. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received the 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained 5 besides them, 5 more talents. And the Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Listen carefully. I will make thee ruler over many things. Listen to what he said next. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. You find your joy where you are spent, friends. Not where you hang on to what you think you've got. You ain't got nothing. It's his possession of you in Christ that makes you his. And one knows, when you're totally set on him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, guess what you're going to do? You're going to love your brothers. Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men. Your heart is set on what you can do for the people rather than what you can do for yourself. That's where you find your life. That's where you find the Lord multiplying the gifts in your life. And that's where you find the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. He who tries to save his life will lose his life, Jesus said. Right? And then he said also in a different part of Scripture, friends, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul, right? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Friends, be rich in the things of the Spirit of God. Be yielded to the Holy God. Be unified to Christ through the cross. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ, whereby I am crucified to the world. And the world's crucified to me. How many people can really say that? We need to examine ourselves. Read 2 Corinthians 13:5 when you get a moment. I want you to listen to this. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou were a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. He said, I was afraid. There's fear again. Right? There's fear again. And went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast. Is thine. He gave it back to him and he said, there, you go ahead and take it. He didn't care about the gifts of God that were irrevocable in repentance, that cost the Father everything to give it to those people. And I'm talking to you, my friends, and I love you enough to tell you the truth, but listen carefully. His Lord, this is the answer from heaven, listen carefully, said, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my money with usury. Take therefore that talent from him, you do nothings, repent, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. Okay? For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall have be taken away from even that which he hath. And cast ye that unprofitable servant into outer darkness, therefore there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What's the consequence of refusing to hear the Spirit of Christ? It's a commandment, not a suggestion. What was it? Hell. Why? Because you refuse to repent before God's moral law. Hell is the consequence of unrepented sin before God. That's what it is. And I'll tell you, you can tell a real man or a real woman of God because they're busy serving the people, because they're serving the King and loving honest people. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Good to be back. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.